You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
He said, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord." Then he said, "The glory of the latter house will be greater than the former," which means he has selected wealth for the glory of the latter house. He set it aside for this moment. Glory to God. I want the church people to know that God is not lacking in funds. I prophesy that the wealth of his house, which is tied to his glory, will come in this season.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, God Owns It All. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 through 6.
So we want to look at ownership today. God owns it all. Let's look at Psalm 27 and 1. Well, Bishop, I need you to preach on my circumstances. No, I don't. I need to preach on stewardship. Let me tell you something. God's anointing and blessing is bestowed upon those who align themselves in stewardship. I'll prove it to you as we teach this message this month. And I believe God to really bring some insight to our lives. Psalm 27 verse 1, "The Lord is my light," that's one of my favorites, "and my what? Salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold or the strength of my life. Of whom shall I?" Amen. So out of that passage, who owns my life? Do I own my own? No, no. See, he says, "The Lord is my light. I wouldn't have any. If it wasn't for him, whom shall I fear? He's my light and my salvation." So even if I own my life, if he doesn't rescue me, I'm lost. Amen. You can actually lose what you're trying to rescue and be submitted to total darkness. God is light and salvation. And because he is, I don't need to fear. I can trust him. He's the strength or the stronghold, the fortified area of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now, if you're talking about your own power or retaliation, you're not understanding this passage. This is written by a man who was hunted. This is written by a man who had a king with a vast army that was hunting him for years. We're not talking about somebody talking about him or somebody that has an attitude. We're talking about somebody that wanted to take his life, that was actually strategizing in how to take his life, had the resources, had the weapon power, had the chariots, had the horses and the spears and the arrows and the swords and the manpower to take his life. And he says, "The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" I want you to get this. His enemy was not a stranger. It was a person at one time called him son. I'm talking about somebody that loved him and that he loved. But because the lad was growing in favor and influence, the man that loved him the most became his enemy and sought for his life. One time, he summons David into his presence to play music for him. And David is strumming his harp, and the evil spirit on the man in time past would leave him when David would play music. But on this day, it was a disguise. "Come and play for me, son." And as David is playing, that's why I thank God for the people who watch as well as pray. While David is playing his instrument, he's still looking at the man because his face didn't change. And if he was caught up in his music, caught up in his gigs, caught up in what he do, he would have been lost. While he's playing, he got his eyes on the enemy. And the Bible says that Saul took a javelin and he slung it at David And David was able to move out of the way, and it went into the wall. And some of you, glory to God, the enemy is already plotted by some intimidating spirit to pin you against the wall, and you're able to escape it all because your eyes are open and you've been a good steward over what God has put in your hands to do. This man writes, "The Lord is my salvation," after a javelin was thrown by an accurate opponent. One time he sent David on a task. It's an amazing task. "I want you to bring 100 foreskin of your enemy back to me." Many of us have never seen nothing like that. A man may die for you, but he ain't gonna give up foreskin. Bible said the king told David, "I want you to go out and bring me 100 bloody foreskin from your enemy and lay it at my feet." People read the Bible, but they don't understand how hard that is. The man that said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, I know you own it all," he asked God, "What do you want me to do with this?" "Go, David, I'm with you." When he came back to Saul, he brought him two satchels. It was 200 foreskin. He doubled the request. And some of you get mad at what they say and don't know that God has pumped something inside of you that's greater than the enemy's challenge against you. You can do double for the trouble. But you cut yourself short because you don't understand stewardship. Stewardship would open you up when you stop trying to be leader of all things and realize that he put you there. He's the one that anointed you. You didn't anoint yourself. God anointed you to do it. The reason why you're going through is because he found favor in you. Take it off your shoulders and stop saying, "I got it. Look what I've done." And say, "Lord, I give you glory." The man that writes this had challenge after challenge. I just named a few, and I can continue to read them out. His life was like that. When he's coming against the enemies, he doesn't know what to do. God said, "Listen, I've already defeated them for you." When you hear the sound of, is it like an army marching through trees? It is an indicator that I already defeated your enemies. Some of you want to bop with the devil, but you don't need to do that. You need to be able to listen, because God will let you know when the enemy has been defeated. He will give you a sign to let you know. You don't have to fight physically. I've already gone before you to defeat the enemy in your life, because I'm the owner. Some of us use Jesus for salvation, but we don't use him for victories. You want to claim your own victory, but use him for the victories as well. Thank you, Lord. In the book of Psalm 50 and verse 10, it's on the screen, "For every animal of the forest is mine." God is speaking didactically. "The earth, the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird in the mountains. And the creatures of the field are mine." Look at God. "If I was hungry, I would not tell you. For the world is mine, and all that is in it." I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to serve the God who owns it all. I had a chance yesterday to meet the mayor of Orlando, and it was a wonderful small little minute with him. But he had a profound message for this community. He used history, he used his own experience, some of the things that's happening in his life personally, his pedigree, some of the things that he was able to accomplish, and now he sits with 1.4 million citizens in the county called Orange. And if you were his friend, or if I was his friend, he can open doors for you. He says he has at least 6 opportunities to speak a day. His wife has even more. She gets more money in her opportunities to speak than most people would make in a year. She's elevated to that level. She is on demand. She has an office up in D.C. She works for the president or some type of way in the government. Started right there in Orlando. But the earth is opening up. And what he did is say, I'm not where I am because I'm smart. Or because I look like Shaft. I am that I am because God raised me up. And this is what God is looking for some of us that got a little pedigree, a little bit of stuff that's going right for us. He's just looking for you to be the agent to say, I am that I am by the grace of God. I would love to be his friend because he can speak and things open. Glory to God. If Elon Musk came to Truth Reveal, I would love to be his friend because he can speak and make things open up for you. Bezos just gave somebody $100 million. I like what I saw on the internet, and I'm sending you $100 million to do what you need to do in your life. Who wouldn't want a friend like that? That can just speak and $100 million come to your account. Send me your line. I'm gonna make sure it passes to your account and nobody can stop it. Who would turn down that kind of friendship? But I'm speaking to a few people that have a friend that's greater than a Bezos, greater than the Orlando Magic, greater than the mayor of Orange County, and greater than Elon Musk, because he owns the whole world. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. And he said, I will share it with you if you would just be a good steward of what I gave you to do. Who would turn down this kind of friend? The one that sticks closer than a brother. The one that's worth more than $100 million. The one that can give you peace, not only for you, but for your children. The one that can speak and death back up. The one that can open up a door, even in the underworld, and snatch them out of hell and bring them to life. The one that can say no to death and yes to life. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh. Oh my God. It was the Lord that brought me out. Can somebody say amen? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Haggai, chapter 2, and verse 8, and verse 9, it'll be on the screen in a moment. Haggai, chapter 2, the word says, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord Almighty. And in this place I will grant peace, declares the Lord Almighty. Out of Psalm 27, he is in charge of my life. Out of Psalm 50, even nature has to bow to him. Here, he is Lord of all gold. Finances are his. Thank you, Lord. He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, said the Lord. Then he said, the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former, which means he has selected wealth for the glory of the latter house. He set it aside for this moment. Glory to God. I want the church people to know that God is not lacking in funds. I prophesy that the wealth of his house, which is tied to his glory, will come in this season. Glory to God. The church will not lack, even during a pandemic or in a recession or during inflation, because the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. And I decree and declare that wealth is coming to the people of God. You're going to keep your job. They're not going to lay you off. God is going to make sure that everything you need in this season is provided. If you would only listen to him and give him the praise and the glory with your life. There's gold that's reserved. There's silver that's reserved that has been waiting on this moment for us to align ourselves with the will of God. Glory to God. You will prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Glory to God. And I decree that the glory of the latter house is imminent. It's beating on this generation. It's pressing on this generation. We must align ourselves to release it. Glory to God. Just align yourself. God is going to open up business opportunities. Amen. Creative ideas are coming to the people of God because you're in alignment with stewardship. Why would he trust you with millions when he can't trust you with tens? It don't make sense. If you're faithful over a few, Matthew 25, I will make you ruler over many. Many of us have the potential to go big time, but you won't be faithful over the little. Come on, little becomes much when you place it in the master's hand. First Corinthians chapter 20, I'm sorry, Chronicles chapter 29. Why is he reading so many scriptures? Because I lay foundation. I lay foundation. Let me tell you something. Preaching without word ain't preaching. I don't care what they say. Oh, I like that. Okay. How is it tied to the world, to the word? It may be speaking to your desire, but it doesn't speak to God. We got to read text. Because you may think you're right because you align yourself with everything that feeds you. God sometimes will go against the grain and feed you. Just like with your kids, if you give them everything they want, their teeth will rot. They like candy all the time. You're going to give it to them all the time and not give them nourishment. That's not good parenting. God don't want our teeth to rot. He's not going to give you what you want all of the time. That's not Christendom. It's not good fathering from the Father. Align yourself with the Word. That's where you need to be. That's where we need to be. Can the church say amen? 1 Corinthians 29 and 11. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, look at the praise, and the power and the glory and the majesty. That's good for praise. And the splendor for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. And you are exalted as head over all. We've got it twisted. We think we're head. But God owns it all. And the more you know that and live that way, the easier it is for you to manage your affairs right. Bottom line, the reality is that God owns us completely and entirely. Everything about me, he owns. Everything about you, he owns. I didn't really know that, Bishop. I thought when I got out of my parents' house that I'm in charge. Okay. Okay. You have had rulers and I'm going to say masters. Soul masters, since you left your parents' house, either knowingly or unknowingly, somebody's always dictated how you flow. Even advertisers can dictate how you flow. They got algorithms now based on how you click. They can start servicing you and feed you your own appetites. AI has already dictated what you're going to buy this year. Based on your previous history, they can calculate you're going to spend an extra this year if we feed you through social media. You click on any website, it will show up in Facebook. And it will start feeding you. And if you're not careful, you'll take what you should be doing in your personal life and go with the algorithms or go with the vendors who are sparking it and sending it your way to get the resources that you need to survive, even for your future. That's what's happening around the world. This is why TikTok and everything, a tick to the tick of the tick, tick, the talk, 21st century. can come up with something we already know and dictate. TikTok didn't start with China. It started right there in New York. Yet they take the term and they're able to peek into your windows and your life and dictate what you buy and everybody that ties to you. That's why they pay them so much money to get your name. Because they can tell what you will buy. And that's why God has to remind us, TikTok don't own it, or your desire to be in light shouldn't own it or give you the direction. The word should give you direction. Reality is God owns it, not TikTok or Facebook or any algorithm. Because they can actually project what you're going to buy and set a budget for it. The devil loves clothing. And so you got to understand, the devil loves it. And they can tell how you move. And they can say, okay, I'm going to get this and that, blah, 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 blah. And we can dictate they're going to spend X number of dollars because they did that last year. They'll do it this year. I'm telling you what's happening right in your face. It's happening to all of us. I visited something, man, and next thing you know, Facebook has got this stuff popping up on my page. I'm like, man, that ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. That ain't right. Thank you, Jesus. That's what's happening, right? So we got to be wiser, sagacious, prudent about what's happening in our lives. If God owns it all, we should seek God for our portion. If God owns it all, we should seek and accept God, accept His will for our portion and what He would have us to do. I know that's hard. One of the greatest demands on any believer is the law of submission. It is the hardest on the flesh, and that is to submit to God, because no one can make you submit. And if they do make you submit, it's witchcraft. God has given us all a free will. A free will. He's sovereign, yes. People say, well, if God is God, why would He allow certain things to happen? Because He's given us free will. How could He let this happen? A lot of stuff that happens in the world is based on somebody's decision before you. Somebody's decision before you. Somebody made a decision that wasn't good and it impacted you. Somebody looked at you, didn't care about you, only cared about themselves when they were making decisions, and it impacted you. Because He's given us free will. That's why we got murder and issues in our lives and in our communities, because though He's God, He said, I'm going to give all of you all, even though you're subject to me, to make a decision. I only want it if you give it up. I don't want praise that's forced. I want praise that's surrendered. I don't want you to support my church because you think you're going to hell. I want you to support it because you believe in it. Yes. That's where the glory is. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We can live this life with Jesus with assurance if we would trust Him as being our God, because He is a God of love. Now, it's hard for me to surrender, Bishop, but if you know the person you're surrendering to really loves you unconditionally, it should be easier for you to surrender. Now, if you're doubting whether they love you or not, as I can understand some reservation. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and verse 8. God is love. You can trust His love. Those He loves, He what? That's why you need to know the Bible. Love doesn't let you do whatever you want to do. Love chastens. Love says you're going out of bounds. And that's the love of God. Thank you, Lord. The principle of ownership is so important. One of the principles is recognizing that God owns it all. I said God owns it all. That's a principle of ownership. God owns it all. Not He owns 90%, I have 10%. He owns everything according to the word. The world will tell you, no, in America you own it. No, you don't. You honestly, you don't. He owns it all. Understand the responsibility of ownership. Thank you, Lord. These are major principles here. Bottom line, God owns it all. This is the principle of ownership. God owns it all. Here's another principle. You need to understand the responsibility that I believe. You need to understand the responsibilities of stewardship.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, God Owns It All, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2402-0411. That's reference number 2402-0411.
The Career and College Prep Ministry, in partnership with Team Success STEM Academy, will facilitate preparation for Innovation Games, a STEM competition composed of coding challenges, drone racing, underwater robotics, and much more for students in 4th through 12th grades attending a Brevard County public, charter, or private school. This hands-on project will occur monthly beginning Saturday, February 10th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. Career and College Prep will also provide the Scholastic Success Seminars ACT and SAT Math Preparation Study monthly from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. starting February 24th. Parents, head to the Truth Reveal website or the mobile app to register your children today. Email career.college@truthreveal.org for more information. If you are ready to inspire others to worship God and usher in the presence of God through movement, then the Sacred Dance Ministry is for you. Email sacreddance@truthreveal.org for more information. Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina on Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary as we dive deeper into conquering spiritual battles with our new book study, The Bondage Breaker by Neil T. Anderson.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day. Thank you.